Yerushalmi Demai, corresponding to Menachos Babni Daf Hey. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Chaf Vav Amud Beis, on the 8th line with the word Masnisa Pliga. Masnisa Pliga al Rabbi Yosi bar Rabbi Chanina, Koinem Koihanim Leviim Ne'anim Li Yitlu Bal Kochoi. We have a question. The following Mishnah is unlike Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina. If a person made a vow prohibiting Kohanim and Leviim from benefiting from his property, they may forcibly take the tithes. The actual tithes on his and the Torah Sana does not have monetary value. Patala ba'ime efshi litain matana kol eka. The answer is no. It's when he said, I will not give the gift at all. His declaration negates all rights he had concerning giving the tithes, even the Torah Sana. Teide lecha shukain de taninan kayhanim elu levim elu nenin li yitlu acherim. And the proof of this is that the latter part of the Mishnah says that if he said, I prohibit these kahanim or these levim from benefiting from me, then others should take the tithes, and it's clear that in the first part of the Mishnah he prohibited all kahanim. Masnisa pliga al Rabbi Yochanan oimehu yisol li yisol heilech sela zu retain b'chor ze leben biti koyen. The Gemara asks another question, that the following Mishnah is unlike Rabbi Yochanan. If a Yisrael says to a Yisrael, take this seller coin and give this firstborn animal to my daughter's son who is a coin, so this shows that a Yisrael may accept payment to give away his right to choose the coin, since his right to choose the coin has monetary value. Patala, Bereitze litna lishnaim, lishnaim kehanim, uven bitoy echad mehen, vuhu amaloi helech selazu, v'ten kuloi leben bitoy coin. The answer is no. He anyway had intended to divide between two Kohanim, the aforementioned one being one of them, so he paid him to give all of it to his daughter's son. Bon kamed Rabbi Zeira, ba'ada koin liyisol ma Rabbi Yosef b'chanina ama le'agivun. The Gemara asked another question to Rabbi Zeira, that the Brisa speaks about a Yisrael who stipulated with a Yisrael. What if a Kohen stipulated with a Yisrael that take this seller and give this b'chor to my grandson? Would it be permitted according to Rabbi Yosef b'chanina, who says that Tovah Zanah has monetary value? And Rabbi Zeira did not answer this question. Rabbi Chizki b'shem Acha Amar Hachein Amar Lain Abdaite Rabbi Yosef b'Chanina Koyen Yisrael Lama Hu Asa Lo Mipnei Maos Ayin Of Rabbi Yochanan Islei Yisrael Liyisrael Asa Mipnei Maos Ayin. The Gemara answers Rabbi Chizki quoting Rabbi Acha said that Rabbi Zeira said that according to Rabbi Yosef b'Chanina, why may a Koyen not stipulate to Yisrael? Isn't it because of Maos Ayin, because it's conspicuous behavior, it appears as if he's selling Maaseh? And similarly, Rabbi Yochanan also reasons that a Yisrael with a Yisrael is prohibited because of Maas Ayin. And Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Bruno should say, Chilul Kodshim Yeshkan V'tamet B'nei Maas Ayin Oid Min Hadar T'tani Akoyhanu Alaviyim Amasayim Rabbeis Agronois Ein Lahem Lo Chumma V'lei Maase V'im Nosan Hoi Zechil Shneemar V'lei Yichalu Es Kodshim B'nei Yisrael V'hein Machal L'Noison. The Gemara asked, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Bruno says that when the Kohen says this to the Yisrael, Kodshim is profane, which is a Torah prohibition, and you say that it's prohibited because of Maas Ayin? As the Brisa teaches, Kohanim and Leviim who help at the granary in order to receive Trumas and Maisas from the produce owner may not receive Truma or Maisa, and if he gave them, he's profaned them, as the Pasuk says in Vayikra, Pechof Beis Pasuk Tezvav, and they shall not profane the holy items of the Bnei Yisrael. Yosef mikan amu trumasam ena truma, masoisan ena maase, vegdation ena hekdash, valema kosavoime, reshea bashachad yishpoitu, vekarneb mechir yoru, hamokim mevi alehim, gimoporonios, hadichsiv, lachem biglachem, tsioin sadzichoish, vegoime. And Chazal said even more than that, that their truma and maase do not take effect and the consecration to hekdash is invalid. About such people, the Pasuk says in Micha, in Per Gimel, Pasuk Yud Aleph, its heads judge for bribes, and its kohanim instruct for a price. And because of such people, Hashem brings three punishments, as it says there in Pasuk Yud Beis. Therefore, because of you, Tzion shall be ploughed as a field, and also says Yerushalayim shall become heaps, and the Temple Mount like the high places of a forest. Masnisa pliga al Rabbi Yochanan hamekadish b'tumos amasas of matonis of mechatas be'ifer chatas harizum mekudeshes afapi Yisrael. The Gemara asks the question: there's a Mishnah in Maseches Kedushin that disagrees with Rabbi Yochanan. If a person betroths a woman using trumas, masas, kahanim's gifts, waters of the red heifer, or the ashes of the red heifer, she is betrothed, even if the groom is a Yisrael. And the Mishnah seems to be allowing truma that is meant for a koyin to be used, and he is betrothing her with the value of the Torah Sanah. Patala b'truma shenaflala ma'avi imay koyin. Now the answer is no, it's referring to a Yisrael who inherited truma from his maternal grandfather, who was a koyin. And the Gemara asks, koyin shemocha sadal Yisrael v'amalai amanas sheyu Ma'amasas sheli, ma'amasas sheloi, ma'u sheyim koreh l'koyin. If a kohen sold a field to a yisrael and said to him, on condition that the masses are mine, the masses are his. But is the kohen permitted to sell the masses of the produce that will grow in the future? Nishmer min ador to be abo b'shem Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish amoyche masses sadeu lechaveru le'asa klum ovi behemtoy. Oboy behemtoy lechaveru le'asa klum ave choy bosoy lechaveru le'asa klum ela moyche loy sade umashaloy masoy ser moyche loy shifcha umashaloy vlada moyche loy behemo umashaloy ubo moyche loy chuva umashaloy aviva. The Gemara answers, let's learn from Rabbi Abo, who cited Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, that one who sells the masses of his field, or the fetuses of his animal, or the airspace of his ruin, he's done nothing. Rather, he should sell them his field and withhold its masses, or his maidservant and withhold her fetus, or his animal and withhold its fetus, or his ruin and withhold the airspace. Ve'ech efshe la'adam nemkor avir chorvosay lechaveiroi. Question is, how is it possible for a person to sell the airspace of his ruin? The answer is, if he tells the buyer, acquire a piece of land of this ruin so that you can acquire the airspace. Similarly, if he wants to sell the future masses of his field, he should tell them, go and acquire a small piece of the land so that you can acquire a tenth of its future produce. If a kohen sold a field to Esau and said to him, on condition that the masses should be mine, the masses are his. If he dies, the children don't receive the masses. If he said, the masses should go to me and my children, or to me and my inheritors, both he and his children, or he and his inheritors, receive the masses. Rabbi Yudan Bar Sholem Bar Koymed Rabbi Yosi Ad Kadoin B'Yoshim Shem Midvat Torah Afele B'Yoshim She'enim Midvat Torah. The Gemara asks that Rabbi Yudan Bar Sholem asked Rabbi Yosi, until here it's been referring whose inheritance is from the Torah. What about those who inherit rabbinically? Shehu Kol HaMasos Sheloi Kozman Shehu Lefonav Yehu HaMasos Sheloi Kozman Shehu Lefonav Mocho La'acher Ein Lo Mas B'Masos Chozav Lakam Emenu Tani B'Chia Ein Lo Masos Tani B'Oishia Yesh Lo Masos. When it says that all of the masses are his, it means as long as the buyer still owns the land, but if he sold it, they're not. And if so, if the buyer from the kohen sold it to someone and then bought it back, Rabbi Chiya's b'risa taught that the kohen does not receive the masses, but Rabbi Yosha's b'risa taught that he does receive the masses. Asyun ilain plugta ki ilain plogusa de taninan tamon shamagarash isa isha ve'echzira amnas shukzibasa v'shoina echzira. This dispute is like the dispute of the Mishnah, as it's taught, one who divorces and then remarries his wife, he is assumed to be relying on her original ksuba. Tana Rabbi Chanab Koimi Rabbi Lo Train Amoraim Chadam al ksuba Avala Letanoim Chana Ama Ben Ksuba Ben Letanoim. The Baisa Rabbi Chana said over to Rabbi Lo that two Amoraim disagreed. One said that she has rights to her original ksuba money, but without the stipulation of Tosefes ksuba, which is additional money promised to her. And the other one said that she has both. Manda Ama al ksuba Avala Letanoim should say Ein la b'masas. Mandam ben l'ksuba ben atonayim yesh la b'masas. The first opinion, that she gets ksuba but not her tosefes ksuba, says that if the buyer sold the land and bought it back, that the kohen no longer gets the masas, as the original stipulation is now gone. The second opinion, that she also gets her tosefes ksuba, says that if the buyer bought back the land, that the kohen still receives the masas. Ba'atani kibul sadeh mekohenes ha'masas shelo nizli yisrael cholkim b'masas nis'amlo nis'garsha chazla letchilosa. The Gemara asked the question from a Braisa, if a Yisrael received in Kablonus a field from the daughter of a Kohen, the masses are hers. If she married a Yisrael, thereby losing her right to eat Trumah, the masses must be distributed, as she can't keep them. If she became widowed or divorced, she returns to her original status. And this is the question of Quantum Chia, who said that if a person bought back the field, he does not get the masses. Kan Shemocha, Kan Shekibel, the Gemara answers, in the Bechia's Braisa, the Kohen sold the field, here the person merely received it in Kablonus, so she retains the connection to it. Vatani Rebchia Macha, the Gemara asks that Rebchia taught in a different version that she sold the field and the masses returned to her after she was divorced. And Reb Shmuel, Bar Avdima, Taman Yatzes Moshe Shneim, Bram Hacha, Yatzes Moshe Smoiche, Bar Yatzes Moshe Lekeach. Reb Shmuel Bar Avdima answered that the field left both of their possessions, but here it left the seller's possession but not the buyer's possession.